West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Georgia voters will decide on three ballot questions about taxes during this year's general election. One, if approved by voters, would limit homeowners' property assessment increases. Now, that sounds good for taxpayers, but school systems say there is more to consider when answering that ballot question.
I think that there were some complaints around the state about people's school taxes going up. We have a mechanism for dealing with that, but legislators decided that they wanted to propose another fix, so to speak. And so what interests me is also as a superintendent is what does it take to fund schools, and can we do that fairly between taxpayers?
Bremen City School Superintendent Shannon Christian was the guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice.
The crux of the issue for me with my superintendent hat on is inflation. If inflation is doing what it has been doing for the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years, inflation has been over 3% per year. The cost of doing business in schools is affected by inflation. Mm-hmm. And so if the state puts a cap, in other words, on what taxes can be collected at 3%, using that as an example, and if inflation over the course of 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years is 8%, then schools have two choices. They can increase the millage rate, or they can cut teachers and services for students. We still have to fund schools. And so a mechanism for limiting what taxes can be levied on a home or a home value is just forcing the hand of the school boards to make tough decisions to either increase for everyone or to cut services in school.
And that complete Community Voice program with Christian is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. And the Carroll County Community Theater's production of Harvey brings the story of Elwood P. Dowd and his friend, a 6-foot invisible rabbit, to the Carrollton Center for the Arts, September 20th through the 22nd. Show director Dwayne Soule says if you're looking for an enjoyable, family-friendly evening out, spend a couple of hours with Elwood and his friend Harvey the Pooka.
It is a very endearing play, very, very warm. It's about love and acceptance. And as it says in the radio commercial, it puts the fun in dysfunction.
And tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for youth, and can be purchased online at carrolltonarts.com or at the center's box office at 251 Alabama Street. I'm Colin Worthington.